If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
720 WGN Allstate Showcase Studio. Dane Neal in for Amy Guth on what is the Saturday night special. And in the tradition of Amy and the kind of things that she does, she usually dedicates the entire program, the entire 2 hours from 7 until 9 to a specific topic. And this topic is something that not only gives you information that especially with a great weekend like this, but also kind of coming up with a little decision-making time to go ahead and kind of make some moves to make your Memorial Day perfect and then kind of really ease into that kickoff for the summer grilling season. So we are going to be talking barbecue. We're going to be talking grilling. We're going to talk that the entire 7 to 9. Also, some of the beverages of the barbecue world, too. So Cabo Wabo is going to be featured. They've got a Cabo Rita. They're doing some great things with some very prominent pit masters. And we're going to have the people from Leahy IFP and Powell and Mahoney with barbecue-inspired Bloody Marys that people can enjoy out in the backyard and for the grill. And on the docket, the team photo here that we've got as far as some of the guests, I think is pretty exciting. If you love barbecue, if you know barbecue, and you're involved in any of the disciplines and equipment, we're going to hear about some of the different products that are out there. Traeger Grills is one of those, and I talked with Shane Reardon in the booth tonight, is also a big barbecue enthusiast. So it is a pellet feed system electric that allows you to go ahead and maintain your temperatures for a long period of time. And so Traeger Diva Q. So Danielle Bennett is going to join us in just a few minutes after the breaks. She is a pit master, won hundreds of titles. She's been on the show Pit Masters on Destination America. Then again, I mentioned the Paul Mahoney people. They'll be in with us talking Bloody Marys. Then coming up after that, we're going to talk with Dr. Barbecue himself, Ray Lampe. He is a Hall of Famer, also the brand spokesman for the Big Green Egg. And the Big Green Egg is kind of like the holy grail for barbecue people. It's an aspirational item on the delicious side. And when people find a way to get to one of those, they seem to, number one, really like it. But we'll hear all about that, the different things that it can do for you and help you in the backyard for grilling. So Dr. Barbecue will be on with us as well. Plus, Stephen Reichlin. If, you know, whenever you write a book, and it's called the Bible of whatever it is. If you write the barbecue Bible, you are you're considered an expert in the field. He is a barbecue Hall of Famer. He'll be calling in, and we are going to have a copy of his book, Smoke Project, that he's going to be doing. So he'll call in for just a minute on that, and then we're going to have a book to give away a little bit later on in the program, as well as a book, Flavorized, from Dr. Barbecue. Then Chris Lilly, if you know the Hall of Fame, if you know barbecue, just had some real big success over at Memphis in May. Chris Lilly is in for the NRA show. So he's going to talk a little bit about the NRA show. He's also going to talk about barbecue in general and being nominated as a new inductee to the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And then also we're going to have tailgate guru Beth Peterson is going to be in with us talking some tailgating and then probably finishing up the show. Famous Dave Anderson, you know him from the restaurants that he's had for in the Midwest and all around the country for the last, maybe 20 plus years, but a great spokesman, an iconic personality in the world of barbecue. So he'll be on with us as well. 312-981-7200. You can add your thoughts in on your favorite barbecue sauce, your favorite barbecue rub, your favorite barbecue experience or memory. Everybody that enters in, either calls in or texts in, is going to be entered to win that prize package that is growing by the minute with great gear and some great books from some of your favorite barbecue stars. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Danielle Bennett Diva Q on with us to talk some Traeger grills. It's Dane in for Amy. WGN. It is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on the Saturday night special that has been dedicated to the delicious and wonderful art, not segregated just to the summer, art of barbecue. And we are going to talk about some of the different grills on the market, some of the different things. Everybody is familiar, especially having them with their headquarters up here in Palatine. Everyone's familiar with the Kettle Grill, the Weber. It's great. I've got one. Love it. Swear by it. But there are so many cool things out there for people to be able to elevate their game when it comes to the world of barbecue. And she has been elevating her game. Of course, it's been at a very high level for a very long time, winning hundreds of trophies at contests all across North America. She is from Canada originally, but has taken over America when it comes to ladies and barbecue. She is Danielle Bennett. She is the Diva Q. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I was in Costco. We've got a good Costco presence here in the Chicagoland area. And Traeger is doing the thing that they do, I think it's a couple times a year. And I think before maybe Father's Day or maybe the kickoff of summer, maybe it's coincidental, but they have the Traeger situation there, right, where they've got a bunch of the different grills. They even have one, I think, that's kind of proprietary to Costco that they're just making for Costco. And then I'm just, of course, it is one of those things. I was talking with Shane a little bit before the program, and he had mentioned the big green egg, and I had mentioned the Traeger as something that I really, really, you know, want to understand a little bit more what it can do. And then also just be able to get one. And I saw you on a television program. So you're there talking about it. And of course, you're a personality that we know and trust in the barbecue world. And you're there demonstrating the benefits of the Traeger. So Danielle, talk a little bit about the Traeger, why you're involved with it, and what makes it so special and different in the world of barbecue.
Well, thank you very much for saying you trust my opinion. I appreciate that very much, because I have actually been extraordinarily careful over the last 10 years of my career not to associate myself with one individual barbecue company on a long-term basis until now. And the reason is that the technology of the Traeger wood pellet grill combines a couple things I love: ease of use, variety of pellets, which is 8 different wood styles, plus the ability to do it in any type of weather whatsoever. So for me, it was a good fit. I love all types of barbecue and grilling. I've owned 50, 60 barbecues over the course of my lifetime in barbecue. And yet I kept coming back to the Traeger. I kept coming back to everything I love about it: the indirect heat, the fact that I could bake, boil, roast, smoke, barbecue, do everything on it. And so I kept going back to it. And so Traeger and I have this incredible, awesome partnership now where I get to extol their virtues. And, you know, I use them regularly, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's very cool, the ease of use and the ability to take over a long period of time and be able to hold that temperature. Whenever you're dealing with a situation that incorporates, you know, fire and wood, typically that's, you know, it's a tricky proposition, and the Traeger does make that pretty easy. So talk about the benefits, you know, as a grill master and as a barbecue expert, you know, to having those different woods, because they've got a bunch of different ones available.
Well, one of the things I always like to tell people is that, you know, like most people, you know, we match our woods with our meats, but just a lot like people match their wines with their meals. So the pellets come in 8 different flavors, and you know, we've got the sweeter fruit woods, the apple, the cherry, you know, even nice sweet woods like maple, and then a little hardier, oak, hickory, and then you go to the stronger stuff like mesquite, and then on the exact opposite spectrum, you've got the alder. Plus, Traeger just came out with a brand new game, a big game pellet that's got incredible notes of rosemary with it. So they're like just taking the entire pellet world by storm, and also making huge inroads in the barbecue community, because people are going back to seeing how awesome they actually are. You know, 2 years ago, new owners of Traeger infused a lot of really smart technology, a lot of smart resources, a lot of smart marketing in addressing an area of the market that had been lacking. And so now they're going after that with the variety of pellets and the fact that you can pair these things super easy, and it reduces a lot of the fear factor for many people barbecuing and grilling. You know, that open flame issue, the fact that a lot of people don't like dealing with gas, the fact that you can throw a 22-pound pork butt on and run it and not be worried and still have your cocktails.
Here's the other side of it, too, is when you look at, and there's a lot of grills in the market, and people can, and they're all kind of expensive, but when you look at one that people have, and we have a lot of people in common in the barbecue world, when people take them to competitions and depend on them when you're trying to do your best and win, you know there's something there, too. So obviously it can do those great things, but it holds up. It's really sturdy, too.
Well, yeah, it's a longevity issue. You know, I have Traegers that are 10 years old with the original wood handles from Oregon. I love the fact that the hot pot, the innards, are almost 99% the same from one unit to another. I love the fact that the metal is thick. I love the fact that they're not just resting on their laurels. The company is going in really cool directions. with addressing some future issues, like the probes now that they have on the Pro 22s. The legs are much sturdier now, so they're addressing some like little minute issues, but are making big impacts. So that sturdiness, that competition edge. I mean, Houston Livestock and Rodeo, the guy that won the chicken category, it was done on a Traeger.
Yep.
You know, like there's just some huge accolades. You know, when I did the World Championship of Pork, it was won on a Traeger. When I did the World Championship of Bacon, all four categories were cooked on a Traeger. So, I mean, there is some significant, yeah. Significant usage. You know, there's some other people that they're on the protein that use them regularly. You know, my whole thing, though, it's not just about competition. I look at it more like, okay, what do I use every single day in my backyard? I mean, tonight I did a couple racks of ribs for my kids. They're up on my Instagram. I cook on it all the time.
Yes.
You know, and I get the results. And I'm sorry to anybody who gets hungry for my Instagram feed, but that's actually what I do every day. I cook. I practice. I play with recipes, you know?
Well, let the listeners know we're talking with Danielle Bennett. She is, of course, the Diva Q, and talking about the Traeger grills that are out there and just how, and I think the thing is, before we get on to some of the other stuff, is the good thing about it is it is a quality item, and it is good enough, sturdy enough to be used by people in competition. I think that's a high praise testimonial right there. But also, it is the kind of thing that is simple enough to use to be enjoyed by homeowners. So if you love barbecue, then this is a great tool for you to use as well. So for the website for Traeger, before we let you go, we want to definitely get that. But before any of that, I wanted to talk about, so of course you are all over the country competing. You're doing television shows. We've seen you on Pitmasters, on Destination America and all that. And I wanted to, because a lady in the world of barbecue, especially excelling at that high level, isn't something that you see every day. You know, there's a lot of guys in there. So talk about how you got bit by that barbecue bug and how you kept with it.
Well, you know, 10 years ago, I judged a barbecue contest for the first time. I have a degree in HR. I have a degree in marketing. I had done that corporately for 10 years. I had been staying at home with my youngest at that point for a while, and I was bored out of my tree. And so I judged a barbecue contest, fell in love. My parents had always had a place down here in Florida, which is where I now live year-round in Florida. And I just fell in love. And so my whole thing is, if you're going to do something, you do it big. So I started apprenticing all over North America. I mean, everyone that I could get to talk to. I am like a walking sponge all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. I am trying to learn new things about barbecue, American barbecue, worldwide barbecue. I just don't ever stop. And my whole thing is that I think that there is something incredibly intrinsically wonderful about the basics of wood, fire, meat, smoke. And then I want to just see the rest of the world and do it. And so I basically I have a tattoo. My two most common hashtags are unstoppable and want more, because I want more life experiences and I am unstoppable.
Well, when you think about it, as far as cool job descriptions, I've said this on the program a couple different times. I mean, you've got, what is it, like fighter pilot, astronaut, you know, and barbecue pitmaster. I mean, those are some pretty cool job titles. But also you added to yourself the title of author. So you decided not only to share things on the Instagram feed, you know, and with your fans at events, but you've got a book out there.
I have been blown away. The book was actually, you know, it's my first book. It's 195 recipes for all things barbecue and grilling. It was a bestseller before the release date. And I couldn't say that until the release date, but we were actually a bestseller before then.
Wow.
I'm very grateful and thankful to the barbecue community for supporting it. I believe we're just about to go into our third printing. We have just recently hit a month. Oh, no, 5 more days, and we'll be on the market a month. We have sold out Amazon twice. We sold out Amazon UK. We sold out Amazon.ca. The book is back-ordered everywhere. more copies are coming, I promise. I am thankful and I'm grateful, and the reviews are spectacular because it is a real book for real people. Every single one of the recipes works. It is a lifetime of you know, intense barbecue and grilling and some Southern favorites of mine. I come from a really diverse cultural background, so I introduced, you know, lots of different cultural elements as well. But it is 195 recipes that kick ass for the barbecue and grill, and I'm really proud of it.
Diva
and
Q's...
thankful to everybody. Thank you.
Oh, well, I mean, it has been really well received. Diva Q's Barbecue, 195 recipes for cooking with family, friends, and fire. You're thankful for the reception for it. But do you think that the fact that this is, you know, it's great to have these recipes and have this book from your perspective is really what has kind of resonated with so many?
I think what's resonated is that people know that I'm a really very real person. I have a low tolerance for BS. I'm known in the barbecue world for speaking my mind. I am very tough. You have to be if you're a female in this industry. I work extraordinarily hard from sun up to sundown. I am constantly working on something barbecue. Even if it's sitting poolside, I'm literally most of the time writing recipes on my phone. So I think it's a respect level. I think also people have an intrinsic trust for what I'm doing because they know that I wouldn't put out crap. It's a trust issue because I've been very, very cautious. Financially, it has probably hurt me over the years to turn down some of the deals. But at the end of the day, if I can't back a product or back a book or something 100% with everything in me, then I'd lose my integrity, and my integrity is everything to me.
Well, the book may be back ordered on Amazon, but you've been kind enough to be able to offer one up for our barbecue special tonight. So we are going to have that. The listeners, of course, 312-981-7200 are going to be able to enter to win that by sharing their barbecue experience, their favorite rub, their favorite sauce. It's Diva Q's Barbecue, 195 recipes for cooking with family, friends, and fire. And when it comes to association with brands on the grilling side and the smoking side, Traeger is really one of those that you can't go wrong with. Do you have a website for Traeger where people can go kind of pick out the model that fits them best and get their own?
I think that they need to go to TraegerGrills.com. Definitely poke around the site, even if you're not a Traeger fan. I want everybody to go listen and look at some of the awesome videos, the great content, the great recipe, and you'll see why everybody is part of Traeger Nation, why we're such dedicated people in regards to being such Traeger fans, because there's so much versatility to this grill, not just for you know, the backyard guy, but for everybody in your family. And so it really crosses every, you know, option for grilling and barbecue. And you know what? Just go see all the great content that's up there. That website is awesome. It kicks ass.
And Danielle,
that's one of my favorites.
And Danielle, the website for you where people can kind of keep up in all of your adventures and everything that you're doing. I know you mentioned the Instagram, but you have a regular website?
Yeah, it's just Diva Q. Just Google Diva Q. I come up with like 500,000 hits. It's divaq.ca.com.net.org. I'm on every one of them.
Diva Q, Danielle Bennett. she is the leader, the president of Traeger Nation. And so thankful not only for everything that you're doing, as of course all your fans are. And thanks so much for being on WGN tonight.
Thanks for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. That was Danielle Bennett. She is the Diva Q. You can have a copy of her book as well as a copy of Dr. Barbecue's book, Stephen Reichlin's book. These are going to be the prizes that are going to be part of the winning package for our Saturday Night Barbecue special. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the people from Leahy IFP and Powell and Mahoney talking about the perfect Bloody Mary to match with your barbecue weekend. It's Dane Neal in on 720 WGN. Get a little drunk. 720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Saturday Night Special, highlighting, focusing on the world of barbecue, right? And now barbecue, you can't just live by barbecue alone, although I'm sure some of our callers and certainly some of our guests would argue that, but you have to have the perfect beverage for it, and there's got to be a thought process behind it as well. I am trying to get to these buttons here. And so in studio with us, you know, one of the favorite beverages, one of the iconic beverages in the world of cocktails and drinks is the Bloody Mary. And nobody is doing it better than the people over at Leahy IFP and Powell and Mahoney. And NRA is going, and not the cold, dead hand Charlton Heston one, but the National Restaurants, the kinder, gentler NRA is going on, which brings in people from all over the world, especially, of course, in the restaurant world and in the beverage world as well. So in studio, we have Casey Kamas. He is coming from Boston, right? He is with Powell and Mahoney. Great job, guys. I mean, the stuff is really good. As far as the Bloody Marys, I've tasted the regular. I know that you guys have the Sriracha, the Chipotle. Also, we've got Tim Leahy from Leahy IFP, a former chef. He is in studio, and they are bringing it to the masses, making it available in stores all around the Midwest. And then we've got Paul Shammer. He is a food scientist. Remember I said a little bit earlier in the program, I said the coolest job title might be, well, you know, what is it? Astronaut, fighter pilot, heavyweight champion of the world would be pretty cool, I guess, or I guess champion anything. And then pitmaster, but food scientist is really cool too. And Paul, glad to have you in the studio as well. And Giff is in the background as working security. He's working the back. So guys, welcome to WGN.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So when it comes to Bloody Mary, and this is one of the most Everybody's got an opinion on a Bloody Mary, and everybody's got a way that they think this should be in it, that should be in it, whether it's the toppings or whether it's kind of the ingredients that are designed from the start. So I would say, Paul, let's talk about, you know, what is the, as you deconstruct scientifically the Bloody Mary, what needs to be in it? What are the essential ingredients?
Well, of course, you've got the tomato juice, you've got the seasoning, so garlic, celery salt, pepper, you know, regular salt. And then that's where kind of we get to have fun, where we play around with different levels of horseradish, Worcestershire sauce, you know, and kind of lock down that perfect, what we think the perfect Bloody Mary is that's really going to appeal to the masses.
I mean, is there one that's like, or is it kind of, there's really no wrong way to do it, but is there a way to kind of find the one that is going to make the most amount of people happy?
Yeah, it's not being too extreme with different spices, you know, not too much horseradish. You don't want to make it super, super spicy, you know, and turn off all those people that don't like it spicy. You got to, you know, kind of find the good medium.
Yeah, and you can doctor it up yourself a little bit. But on the spicy side, you guys have taken two of the hottest kind of flavors out there. You know, they're in everything now, and built them into the Bloody Marys at Paul and Mahoney with the Sriracha and the Chipotle.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we actually have to thank some local guys here, the Tippling Brothers, Paul Tanguay and Tad Carducci. They had a couple of restaurants here, the Mercadito Group, and they've been instrumental in helping us develop some of the flavors that we've brought to market. And the Sriracha Bloody Mary was one that Tad was very instrumental in helping us develop. And it's been a tremendous seller for us in the retail markets. We've got it available at places like Target, also at, you know, Whole Foods nationally, and as well as, you know, a lot of specialty natural food markets like Plum Market here in town as well.
And guys, and Tim as well, especially, you know, as a former chef, I think the ingredients are, and people are kind of more aware of what things are made of than maybe they have been in the past. And how important was it to you guys to have it be, you know, all natural? You know, one of those things that's got a lot of good stuff in there for it.
Yeah, so for a long time, you know, the cocktail world has off-the-shelf cocktail mixers have had different types of preservatives, all sorts of stuff. What Paul Mahoney did is they found a place in the market that really catered to people who, all natural, no preservatives, specific to the Bloody Mary here, there's no MSG. So that second one, getting that second one in, whether you're doing the Chipotle or the Sriracha or the regular Bloody Mary, standard Bloody Mary, you can have more than one, and it's got a great level, even level of everything to go with.
Yeah, see, that's, and the price point is, I think, pretty considerate too, to have it be something that has all of those ingredients and it's all natural. A lot of times that takes the price point up where it's not approachable for most people, but to have it at a place where it's at, like a Target, I think is really great. Now, we talked about with DVQ pairing up, you know, the woods with the certain meats, just like someone would pair wines with food. And Casey, you were talking off the air about, you know, you just roasted a pig and trying to like match the foods, the flavors, the smells, the tastes of barbecue.
Absolutely.
Up with your Bloody Mary.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually with a Bacon Rock Barbecue out of the on the East Coast, and we had a 125-pound pig. Started early in the morning, woke up at 4 a.m. to start smoking this pig. And we, you know, first thing you got to do, of course, you're up at 4 a.m.
Got to. You can't just start it in the middle of the day sometimes.
Well, it's going to take all day. And yeah. So, of course, you know, we started early in the morning and have to have our Bloody Mary to start the day. But, you know, and we're using applewood to, you know, a very nice sweet wood to go along with our product, or to go along with the pig. And it was, you know, there's an element of the sweetness and the spiciness together that goes together hand in hand when you're smoking product, when you're smoking pigs. And it's a, you know, it was a really enjoyable all day experience that, you know, and actually we've used some of the Sriracha of Bloody Mary in some of the, barbecue sauces that we've made with Bacon Rock. So it's been fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. And it brings it really that extra next kick to it. So it's really been a really enjoyable, you know, again, as Paul was saying, some people, it may be a little bit too hot, but that's the way I like it.
Well, usually people kind of doctor it up for a little bit of heat in there too. But it's also kind of like it's the foundation, you know, and a lot of people want to put their own personal stamp on their Bloody Mary. And the Paul Mahoney is one of those that can do that. It isn't so far in one direction that you can't kind of put your own thing in it and kind of, you know, make it all your own.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the regular is something that you can doctor up on your own. The Chipotle's got that smokiness to it that you can really kind of, you know, it's a Chipotle, and it's got that heat to it, but it's a little bit more of a mild heat. And the Sriracha, again, it's still approachable. And if you really want to kick up the heat, you can certainly add your own to it. But we find that that's a pretty popular one on its own.
What I love about the Bloody Mary is you can get up for a day of grilling, and it's kind of a respectable start your day beverage, right? Although it, you know, although it has its effects. And on the tailgate side, that happens on a regular basis. So, like, Beth, when it comes to, and we've seen those pictures, everybody's seen, you know, the pictures of, like, full, I don't know, Thanksgiving turkeys stuck on the top of a, or at least burgers and hot dogs. And
I've seen pizzas. I've seen pickles. I mean, it's unbelievable what you can add to a Bloody Mary. And bacon, of course, is one of the major ones that everybody has to put in there.
There's actually a Guinness Book World Record for the highest skewer. Are
you serious?
It's a standing record at 4 feet.
Well, that's just good. So listeners out there are still records out there that we can aspire to break. But Beth, doing the tailgate tours, I'm sure Bloody Marys were something that you travel in the country was something popular.
Yeah.
What were some of the crazy toppings you saw?
A lot of the game days start early, right? And so you're having some breakfast maybe, and you're going to really need to, you know, start imbibing early, I think. I think that's the plan, to get to the game.
Do they have any with like waffles on it? You know, like breakfast items?
Absolutely. For sure.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Sliders, chicken sandwiches. And waffles on there?
Yeah. Actually, I have seen that. The chicken and waffles, and yeah, for sure. Delicious. A little sweetness, a little like, you know, smoky maple in there. Really nice.
Absolutely.
For sure. The spreads are incredible at the tailgates with the Bloody Marys. People come out full force with the Bloody Marys.
Well, Bloody Marys, of course, and tied into some of the barbecue stuff that we're doing, I think is a fit. But Paul and Mahoney, let's talk really quick about that as a brand. Of course, you guys have a bunch of different selections on the cocktails.
Yeah, we've actually got about 22 different selections, everything from, you know, our Bloody Marys, margaritas. Those are really popular for us as well. We've got some heat in some of those as well. We've got a jalapeno margarita. And the obligatory skinny margarita, you know, made with agave syrup. And then we've got, you know, some other unique modifiers that we can add to the, you know, to the products, like our mango passion fruit margarita, which, believe it or not, when you mix that with a Sriracha Bloody Mary and a whiskey, like a Jameson whiskey, is pretty darn good.
Like, you have the best job.
I tell people every day I skip to work. I love my job.
And before we let you go, talk about the importance. They're not in studio, but these guys are great on the mixology side, having the Tipling brothers involved to kind of shape, you know, what it is you're doing and what's in there.
They are instrumental in helping us, you know, devise new concepts and also, you know, just making great drinks. They are really big fans of them and really happy to have them part of our team.
Well, Paul over there at Leahy IFP, and of course, Tim Leahy, helping to create the stuff and get it out there so that people can get out there and enjoy. Casey Kamas, thanks so much for everything that you're doing on the creative side, skipping to work and making other people skip where they're going. So, guys, is there the places where people can get it are Target stores, right? As far as
absolutely, you can get it at Target, local, you know, stores again, like the Whole Foods, and nationally, you can find it there as well. And then Plum Market is another one that we've got here in Old Town as well.
And Tim, the website for Leahy, where people can probably order stuff online as well?
Yep, it's www.leahy/ifp.com.
And then over there at Paul and Mahoney, where you can see all, and probably you probably have some different drink selections, cocktail recipes, some other things there too.
Absolutely. And actually on the back of every bottle, we've got a bunch of recipes for folks as well, and plenty of recipes online. So yeah, and that's at PaulandMahoney.com.
It's the start of a great weekend. Get out there and enjoy it. The weather is starting to be good. Get out there, enjoy some barbecue for sure, and then have the right beverages to go along with it. Guys, thanks so much for being here in WGN. We're going to take a quick break. It's Dane in Allstate Showcase Studio, 720 WGN.
It's steak, you a big old steer. It's steak, do you have one beer? It's a mighty
720 WGN, Daniel, Allstate Showcase Studio, in for the Saturday night special, in for Amy Guth. Shane Reardon is here in the booth as well, coming up with the great. Now, Shane, that was, is that off the music from the from the Doggy Trail or from the Cattle Ranch or something?
No, that's off my record.
Oh.
Yeah, I sung that.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
That's good. Well, thank you.
You can have that. I'll get you a copy.
I appreciate it. Well, you'd want to have that in your backyard if you're going to kick off the summer grilling season and kind of hang out. We've got Beth Peterson. She is a tailgating guru. Of course, she's traveled the country in some of the biggest college football games where tailgating happens. But more than ever before, people are just tailgating in their backyard.
Yeah, they're home gating. I like to call it the big home gate. And you just get everything organized, and you don't have to, like, take it in the car and take it, you know, to a field somewhere or to a parking lot. So it's less stressful.
Well, we talked with Danielle Bennett at the Diva Q and talked about the Traeger grills that are out there. Yeah. They're at Costco. Part of it's because it's, you know, the start of the summer, but part of it they had said was because it's Father's Day. And a buddy of mine had asked for, he had said, he told his family that if he could, now this isn't a Traeger story, he said if he could get the Big Green Egg, that would be fine for Father's Day, his birthday, and Christmas.
He just wants a whole, for the whole entire year, all of the big celebrations, he gets just the one.
He just wants the one thing.
Okay. Right? I mean, that's a pretty solid gift.
It's pooling your gifts.
It's a good idea. I like it.
And I think that's what the people at Costco with the Traegers are doing too, because, you know, the dads of the world are walking through Costco's and they're saying, wow, I would like this. And maybe that's something you
should
consider.
Guess what? This is on my list this year because I went to go grill something when we've had like sporadic nice weather here in Chicago, and I went to go grill some steaks. I went to the back patio and there was no grill. And I talked to the hubby, and he said, I said, can you go start the grill? Where's the grill?
Where is the grill?
He said, the grill went into the trash in the fall.
Oh.
So we don't have a grill right now. So I think that's Father's Day present at my house.
Well, what is, as a person who has had to, you know, I'm usually on the receiving end of course, you give, you know, gifts to your father. But I mean, from a family standpoint, where they're all kind of getting... my kids are little, so they can't, you know, they'll just scribble on a piece of paper and give it to me.
It doesn't get much better as they get older. I'm just telling you, Dane.
No, I love it. But what
I got a candle for Mother's Day. I love it. It's wonderful, but it was for all three of them, and one of my kids is 20. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you just remember the good times. You know,
that's right.
The
that's
love.
All that matters.
But what would be the perfect kind of Father's Day gift outside? I mean, that's a big ticket item. Not everybody can... pool all of their holidays. You could say like you can want that, but we can't afford.
Sure. But what's great is there are definitely a lot of reasonably priced grills out there. And so, you know, maybe you can't have the Mac Daddy, but you can have, you know, something. Well, how about a kettle grill? I mean, those are really
inexpensive. Now you're just making me sad. No, I've got a Weber.
There's a lot of good work you can do on one of those.
Oh yes, you can. I've got a Weber grill. That's fine. But what I was thinking is, as a person who also works in the design space and in the entertaining space, like, what are some cool things that might be not necessarily grilling or barbecue related, but kind of backyard activity related that might be good for Father's Day?
Oh, for Father's Day, you know what? I love to do a paella because it is something that brings everybody together. Do like a whole kind of Spanish theme, Spanish beers. The big paella is so much fun for everybody. You bring that out. The presentation's fabulous. You cook it outside if the weather's good. You just, you know, get one of those little portable.
So throw a party.
Yeah, you throw a party.
You throw a party.
Have the whole family over and have some paella.
You know, that never works. Even when it's, I'm just saying, and I don't think anyone's listening that could worry about this, but it seems like when it's those backyard parties, like even if it's Father's Day, I'm roped into grilling.
It's, you know what, it is a little stressy on the family when you're the one hosting it, for sure. So like something like this is like, I don't know, it seems like, pretty simple, right? It's like a one pot dish.
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
You do have to, you know, pick up the house and stuff, probably.
When my brother-in-law Oliver comes over, what he does anytime that there's a grilling situation, and you know, we love him obviously. So this is just a humorous kind of observation, but he'll bring over every piece of meat that he has. He'll stop at the store and bring over.
That's
like
a nice
bags
guest.
And bags of meat. Yeah. No, he brings it over, so I'll grill it for him.
Oh,
and then
okay.
He takes it and leaves.
Well, yeah. I see. So extra for later.
Yeah, extra for later.
Okay, I thought it was like he's just supplying the whole entire party with the meat, but it's extra for later.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not really getting too far with this as far as the best presents for Father's Day. So here's what we're going to do. Like, I think that Saturday night special barbecue prize package could be the perfect Father's Day gift. And here's what it is so far.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to have: a whole set of the Paul Mahoney mixers for the Bloody Mary, the regular, the Sriracha, the Chipotle,
like that
prize package from Paul Mahoney and from Leahy. Also a copy, probably a signed copy, of Flavorize from Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. We're going to be talking with him in just a handful of minutes.
Wait a second. Can I just stop you?
Sure.
You know what's great about that? Is that there's a recipe for me in there.
Nice. Okay.
Uh-huh. There's and peaches others. In there. A rub for peaches in there.
A peach
you'll
rub.
Like you'll like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. A signed copy of Flavorize from Dr. Barbecue. You've got the Bloody Mary mixes. You've got the copy of Diva Q's book, 195 Recipes.
Nice.
You've also got a brand new project that is being launched, and we hope to talk to him for at least a couple minutes tonight, is from Stephen Reichlin. Now, if you... Barbecue Bible, Barbecue University. Mm-hmm. You see him all over the country on public television. He is one of the foremost voices, right, in the world of barbecue, and has been for many years. Also a Barbecue Hall of Famer. So he has offered up for our prize package a copy of his new book, Project Smoke.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when we get Chris Lilly in studio here a little bit later, we'll see what we can like wrangle out of him.
See what he's got in his coat pocket for us.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. And 312-981-7200. In order to be entered, all you have to do is add in kind of either your favorite thing to barbecue, your favorite barbecue sauce. Because the barbecue sauces, you know, or a rub, if you've got a special spice rub that's out on the market that you like, or a way that you make it, you can go ahead and share that as well at 312-981-7200. Because when it comes down to, and we talked about Bloody Marys and how people are so specific and just so picky about how it is.
Yeah.
It's the same with like the sauces and rubs. Like how do you like yours?
People, you know, it's like their specialty. It's like their thing and their special blend and stuff like that. I mean, I follow a lot of, you know, Dr. Barbecue, that Flavorize book is full of great rubs and stuff. I tend to do things that are a little bit different. Like in his book, I've got something on desserts, on rubs for fruit and vegetables. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some people like the sauces too. And of course, you've got like the Kansas City style sauces, and you've got the you've got the Carolina style sauces and some different rubs and things. And from the 312, one of the barbecue kind of thoughts and memories they're entered in to win the contest: sitting at a beach in Sawyer, Michigan, watching the sunset and listening to WGN, probably while the grill is going.
Sure.
Right. Seven 20, WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase studio on what is a beautiful Saturday night and a beautiful Saturday night special in for Amy Guth. And Amy, for those people that listen to the show and enjoy what it is that she does on a regular basis, for the special, she kind of takes a topic and expands on it and has different guests, experts, spokespeople in whatever kind of industry or discipline or wheelhouse that may be, and then she has them on. And today is barbecue.
It's the barbecue.
And it couldn't be better, right? Because we got a beautiful day here in Chicago. Makes you think of what kind of things you can do in the backyard. It's the kind of weather that if he would have had this weather every day, he never would have left Chicago. It is the one and only one of my favorite people, either in a barbecue situation or on the planet, anywhere. Barbecue Hall of Famer, Big Green Egg spokesperson, the one and only Dr. Barbecue himself, Ray Lampe. Ray, welcome to WGN.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you. You're absolutely right. It wasn't for the win in Chicago.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Beth. How are you?
I'm good.
No see.
So happy to talk to you. Yeah, it's gorgeous here today. This is a good Chicago day for sure.
Like 50?
It's 72 degrees. and not a lot of humidity. No, it's nice. It is the kind of day that has, although, and of course for the listeners, Ray is always thinking about barbecue. It is his fiduciary obligation to society to consistently think about and elevate barbecue. But now I think everyone is thinking about it because it's such a nice day. I mean, for you, is there a moment on the calendar where it's like, okay, barbecue season is kicked off?
Well, May is National Barbecue Month. We know that. So for most of you guys, you know, in Florida, it kind of gets too hot. We start cooking inside or going to restaurants about this time of year. So barbecue season is all along. But, yeah, May is really when it kicks off, I think.
Well, when it comes to the tools of the trade, you know, you can have a lifetime of experience in the world of barbecue, but you've got to have the right tools. And you have for the longest time been super appreciative, for sure. But also, I'm sure it's been a great marriage for them as well. For really, I don't know if I want to say one of the top items in the world of barbecue that a human being can possess and own.
Well, this is called the top item.
I was going to say, right? It is. I mean, now, Ray, of course, you're biased because you love it and you work with it. But it is the kind of thing, no matter who I talk to, it is a thing they aspire to if they care about grilling.
Yeah, the big green egg. That's what we're talking about. It absolutely is. There's no doubt. It is that good. You know, I've been lucky enough. I talked them into hiring me as a spokesman 13 years ago. Pretty much invented being a barbecue spokesman. I don't know anybody was doing it before me. And but 13 years later, we still like each other. That says a lot about the company. You know, these kind of spokesman things are usually one-offs, and you do it for a few years and maybe a pirate again. 13 years later, we're all still friends.
Look where barbecue is now, Ray. Think about where it was 13 years ago and now where it is, how popular and how, you know, important it is in the food world.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride. A good chunk of my success is because the bar just kept going up, you know, and I just happened to be there. Barbecue, yeah, I mean, it's been my life for 25, 30 years, and 30 years ago, nobody cared about it. Think about it, in Chicago, 30 years ago, there wasn't a lot of barbecue restaurants, and right. Now it's such a big deal, and it's like that everywhere. They're opening everywhere. Barbecue is, you know, so I'm lucky. I always say I'm one of the original guys. I started, as you guys know, right over there in Grant Park in 1982. So, hey, talk about a change since then. I mean, now I'll tell you, I wrote my first three cookbooks. I wrote in 04, 05, and 06. And at that point, I looked at the literary agents and the publishers, and we were like, well, that's about it. How many more barbecue books could anybody write? This is kind of the end of it, you know, and that's when I wrote the NFL book. But the barbecue thing, I mean, think about it now. How many came out this year? And I've got one coming in October. There's got to be 15 of them, new ones this year. And I thought three was the max.
Well, I mean, grilling, burning, smoking meat has been happening since the beginning of time. We're going to be talking with our mutual friend, Famous Dave, a little bit later on in the program. And he always says it kind of brings out your inner caveman. So it's been around for a long time. But, Ray, what do you think has made it where it has become, like you said, so popular?
Well, I think it truly is America's cuisine. You know, everything else we got from somebody else. We can really hang our hat on American barbecue. And it also fits in that whole craft thing right now that's just going wild. You know, craft beer and barbecue is such a personal thing. Now, Dave, Famous Dave, one of the exceptions is in their chain. Actually, I'm in California. There's one right across the street. But most chains don't work. But the only reason that one does is because they have Famous Dave. He's just that guy. You know, when you walk in most restaurants, yeah, maybe you heard there's a chef back there. But when you walk in a barbecue joint, that guy, you see the guy back there, you think he has, like, wizard-like properties. You know what I mean? He has some mad you don't know about. He can do things. Special things, you know? The barbecue guy is revered in a different way than any other chef.
Yeah, we've talked about it. The cool job titles, barbecue pitmaster, is definitely one of them. But even, you know, if you can be just a regular person in the backyard that loves barbecue and wants to do it at a high level, when it comes to the big green egg, people, it is kind of a mysterious thing. I mean, is it easy to use, or is it one of those things that you can learn to use really well? Or do you really have to be on your toes to really benefit and use it to its full extent?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for me, I don't see the learning curve, but some guys will tell you there's a learning curve. But if you're into it, it's simple. It's fire and air. If you open up the vents and only get a bunch of air, the fire gets hot. If you close them down, it cools off. But for the average cook at home, the thing is that's so good about it is all the different things it can do. Get it hot. It's a really great grill for steaks and pork chops and stuff like that. But you can cool it down and smoke stuff, ribs. You can bake things. And I've recently, and after all these years, finally started cooking pizzas on it. And that's a whole other thing, man. It is outstanding.
Wow. What kind of crust are you getting on the pizza? Is it like real, like that kind of brick oven kind of crust on the bottom?
Yeah, it's very much what it's like. It's exactly what I would attribute it to. Yeah, it's nice and crunchy on the bottom. And then you cut it in squares like God intended, and it looks like a real pizza.
Like we do here in Chicago.
That's right. Yeah, that's, everybody thinks we're eating those casserole pizzas. Meanwhile, yeah. they don't even know anything about them little square cut pizzas.
We got our nice little square cut.
Well, you've got a you know, books coming out on a pretty regular basis. Flavorize is one of the books that and we love them all. But
it's
this
my favorite.
But this is one that has really gotten a lot of traction, and people are really loving it. And you're kind enough to share one of those as part of our prize package on the barbecue special. But talk a little bit about Flavorize and what the winner is going to see inside.
Yeah, Flavorize was actually the publisher's idea. They called me because nowadays, you know, that's my eighth barbecue-related cookbook. So you got to think of a different little angle. And it's about rubs and glazes and injections and brining and marinating. So I wrote the book not just for barbecuing, but every recipe in there is relatable to barbecuing. Like tomorrow, I'm out here in California for this Egg Fest, and I'm going to make these po' boy with blackened chicken thighs, boneless, skinless thighs with a blackening spice on them. The recipe's written where you sear them on cast iron skillet in the kitchen in butter, but it easily translates to the grill. I'll just grill those chicken thighs and put them on there. So it's almost
good.
Like cheating. I had to put other cooking methods in there just to appease everybody. So it's really a book about marinades and all that stuff, but it works really well for grilling and barbecuing too.
And you are not defined by the grill or even just by the great, wonderful, and powerful Big Green Egg. But also, you know, when you're out in the backyard or wherever you are, you're going to enjoy a great beverage. And you have partnered up with Cabo Wabo Tequila. And you guys are doing some really cool stuff on the barbecue-inspired cocktails, too.
Oh, yeah. What a cool brand it is to work with. I mean, they think that Cabo goes really well with barbecue, and I agree. I mean, who doesn't like a little tequila, actually? My signature drink for the summer, and this is all a whole bunch of it's going to launch on Monday. I don't know exactly what order. We've shot a bunch of video stuff. Me and Myron Mixon and his son Michael and a couple other guys were out in California right on the beach just basically grilling stuff and drinking Cabo for a few days while they shot videos of us. So you can imagine what that's going to be like.
Working. You were working, Ray.
Yeah, I do have the best job in the world. Drinking was encouraged in that job.
So for the people want to get more information about all the things that you're doing, the upcoming appearances, because you do travel everywhere and, you know, international ambassador for the great American cooking discipline that is barbecue, because you are, and I've talked with a couple of the guys over the years, like they absolutely revere you in England as part of grill stock.
Yeah, I'll be there again this year. It's actually the weekend before 4th of July, the 2nd and 3rd. I will be in Bristol for grill stock again. Those folks like to have a few drinks, too, but they've gotten so in tune to real barbecue there. This is probably the 6th or 7th year I've gone, and the first year it was hard to identify some of the stuff that they were doing. It's a barbecue competition, but if you're not willing to participate in the partying and sharing food and fun with the audience, you're not welcome there because it's just a different kind of thing. Now, I'll never forget the first year, one of the chicken entries was a whole chicken riding a fabricated motorcycle. That was how it was turned in. And that was not at all like what we see here in the U.S. And now it's good and it's bad. The barbecue over there looks very much like what we see in the U.S. now. It's amazing. I think it will evolve to be British barbecue because they don't generally like things as sweet as we do.
How are their sauces and stuff? Is it different? Like what the flavors are a little bit different?
No, I mean, sadly, what the competition guys anyway are doing, they're buying sauces from here, shipping them over there, and using the same stuff the guys are here. But I think there's tons of restaurants opening, too. I think it will evolve to more, like, I don't think it'll be as sweet for sure. I think you'll see more herbs. I think you'll see, I hate to say this, but actual vegetables involved.
I hate to say that.
I know, that would be the bad turn, but I think it will evolve. But at this point, what they're doing is almost identical to what the Americans are doing. Some of the teams actually come over here and do really well in American competitions. It's interesting to see. I'm proud to have been part of that. That's for sure. I you get old enough and you get to, you start looking back at all the stuff you did. It's pretty fun.
Wow. Since 1982, the Mike Royko rib cook-off. It was like Charlie Robinson, right? It was Dave Raymond.
Dave from Sweet Baby Ray's.
Since the beginning, the origins of the world of barbecue, and now not only kind of, you know, dominating it on a national stage here, but also bringing it, the olive branch, the barbecue sauce-coated olive branch brought across the ocean to Great Britain to help them make their way as well. So, Ray, for people who want to keep up with your adventures, and there are so many, and then kind of tap into what's going on with Cabo and all those things, where can they go?
Yeah, well, it's best to follow me on social media. On Twitter, it's just Dr. Barbecue, DRBBQ. And on Facebook, I end up hanging out on my Ray Lampe page a lot. And my website's drbarbecue.com. I'm not hard to find. I'm out there doing something fun every week.
Well, we love what you do, and we, of course, hope to lure you back. Hopefully some White Sox wins will lure you back in to check out some of, before they fall completely back to earth, lure you back.
They're going to win the World Series this year. That might be the ultimate story in Chicago.
That's the prediction.
The White Sox beat whoever makes it from the National League.
If they do, if they get to the World Series, you have to promise to come back and do a big cookout for the White Sox.
I will do that. You got it.
All right, Ray. Thanks so much. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being on WGN.
Bye, Ray.
Hey, good talking to you guys. Take care.
All right. Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Come on, think about it, right?
Oh,
I saw
yeah.
some of those pictures. He's on the beach,
yeah.
you know, with Myron Mixon.
Yeah.
And,
he's got a good gig.
Yeah,
the best job in the world, I'd have to say.
Well, we're
sure.
going to talk with more people who have that same best job as well, and you can add your own thoughts. 312-981-7200 as well. We're going to talk to George Shore from Pitmaker coming up.
Great.
He makes the grills for those champions, the competition grills. Plus, he just made one for Harry Connick Jr., who's your secret.
He's my secret crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can help him tailgate. all that much more. Plus, Chris Lilly is in the green room. We're going to have him on as well. It's Dane on 720 WGN.
When you come by my house, come down behind the jail. I've got a sign on my door. Barbecue for sale. I'm talking about barbecue.
Nice. Great work on the bumpers by Shane Reardon. 720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio on our barbecue special. And we have talked to some pretty great people.
Like barbecue royalty.
It is.
And this is like a lineup, Dane.
It's a luxury for the listeners, of course, to be able to hear, especially on kind of one of those pivotal kickoff to summer grilling season. Situations that we've got right now, and of course for our special. Now, Shane, does the person on the phone, is that George from Pitmaker? Oh, it is. Okay, cool. We'll get him on. I didn't see him listed. So now, when it comes to the great supplies you got to have the great tools.
Yeah.
We've talked about Traeger grills. We've talked about the Big Green Egg, and also too is when it comes to competition side, Pitmaker and George Shore over there are doing it. Not only doing it right from making the equipment, but also succeeding and winning.
Right, they're winning competitions
in some different categories as well. We do have George Shore online. George, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Thanks for having me.
So, George, you're in Texas, but the weather here is actually better. It was about 40 degrees last Saturday, but now it's great.
Awesome. It's about 80 here. It was raining earlier. We are having the Houston Barbecue Festival tomorrow, and it's looking to be a small chance of rain, but it's going to be clear.
You know, for those listeners out there that just are thinking, well, geez, barbecue, we're out in the back with a Weber grill, we're making stuff, you know, or maybe I'm interested in celebrity news. Like, you have a lot of celebrities that are even outside of the barbecue world that are Pitmaker fans. I mean, we were excited. We had him in town, I think, last week, Harry Connick Jr. What kind of grill does a Harry Connick Jr. want?
And George, it's George, it's Beth. And I was just saying before you got on that I'm really jealous because Harry Connick Jr. is a little secret crush of mine. I did not know he was
awesome.
In town, or I might have stalked him a little bit. No, but tell us.
Yeah,
what did you,
I had the pleasure of meeting him. He's a great guy. He's a true aficionado. He actually had a custom trailer made for by us. It has a crawfish cooker, a couple boilers, as well as our smoker. And I did go to a show when he was in town in Houston a couple weeks ago. He absolutely loves this pit and wants us to make another one. So it was great to meet him.
Wow.
Very, very talented. Awesome show.
Why do you need more than one?
Well, I think his one's personal, and then he has aspirations for using the other one maybe somewhere else on another show or something.
Well, George, I know that you guys did really good at Memphis in May, and the aspirations on the barbecue side are to someday reach the Pantheon, the top of a barbecue mountain, and be inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. And we've got a special guest in studio that was with you in Memphis, and Chris Lilly is here in studio with us, and he wanted to say hello as well.
How you doing, George? Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, when I got the invitation from Dean and Beth to that they were doing this radio show, you know what I did? I came to Chicago, so I'm here to I'm here hanging out with you. And when I heard you were going to be on, I drove a little bit faster.
That's amazing. Chris was with us in our big win. You know, it was our first time in Memphis. It was an amazing, amazing experience. Our first time going to Memphis to hang out and see it was with Chris cooking on the Kingsford team. And, they've been our family ever since. Chris and the people at Big Bob Gibson's, Kingsford, best people in the barbecue world. Also, a shout-out to Dr. Barbecue, who we had on earlier. Such an honor to be after him as well.
So, George, let's talk about it. When you decide, how did you get into this world? Not everybody is doing this. I don't know if there's a college course you can take on how to make great competition barbecue pits, but you're doing it.
Yeah, my background's in CAD and design, and I got into metal fabrication about 15 years ago. And we started doing cook-offs and doing well with them. And, you know, I think one of the things that really sets us apart at Pitmaker is not only are we barbecue pitmasters, but we're barbecue engineers. And it's not something you can really go to school for. 15 years of barbecue cook-offs and competitions, as well as building barbecue pits, you know, we feel that competitive barbecue is the ultimate proving ground for our product. We get out there in the field, get our hands dirty right next to our clients and customers, and find out what works, go back to our shop and build it better.
You know, George, and for those people, Harry Connick Jr. is one person, obviously, and championship teams, including some of the stuff that you've done on the championship side as well. But name off a couple, or at least a handful of like the big brands that you have worked with and made some, because I think of you, and people should check out the website as well, but I think of you as kind of like the ace of cakes of grills, right? People come in with crazy ideas, and you make it all a reality.
You know, we were able to do that. It's pretty much have to make a Remaker barbecue dreams come true, whether it's a custom pit that, you know, you've had in your head that you want to cook a certain way and you want to build it a certain way, or if it's a modification with our existing products, or if it's something just over the top like a 16-foot stainless steel bull skeleton for your trailer, you know, we can definitely do that.
So what's the kind of craziest one you've come, you know, a request you've had? Or, you know, something like that's been really complicated or, you know, that was a challenge.
We built a gigantic pistol smoker for Woody Smokehouse. They wanted something really iconic and really Texan. And they go out there and they do tailgating with us every home game with the Houston Texans. And that's another thing we do as a company. We tailgate, 10 home games a year, 2 preseason, 8 regular season games with the Texans. And we really, a lot of our builds have a lot of audiovisual and TV equipment. And that's part of it here in Texas. It's really big for competitive teams to do tailgating as well as competition barbecue.
Well,
we've built trailers for companies such as Kingsford. You know, Chris is the official spokesperson for Kingsford. We built it for LinkedIn, an awesome custom trailer in their Silicon Valley headquarters. We do a lot of corporate things, and then we also do some of the crazier builds. You know, we've done a trailer for Dale Earnhardt Jr. when he was driving for the Diamond Mountain Dew NASCAR team.
Yep.
We built a huge, gigantic 8-foot steel can modeled directly after a Diet Mountain Dew can, you know, custom painted, custom awesome digital graphics.
That's really cool.
Well, George, give the website for people to check out some of the pictures of some of the things that you've done. And of course, what we're going to do is next week, you and I are going to get together and we're going to record like a big, like a full, like 8 to 10 minute feature about all the cool stuff that you're doing and how people can get involved. Before we let you go now, give out the website for Pitmaker.
It is www.pitmaker.com. Very simple.
George Shore, thanks for everything that you're doing, making the world of barbecue a better place and more exciting too, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, George, and thanks for being in WGN.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Bye,
having
George.
Me, Dean.
All right.
Take
thanks.
Care, George.
I love it. 720 WGN, Dane Neal, Allstate Showcase Studio on a Saturday night special. A beautiful Saturday night to do anything, but a great time to talk about the world of barbecue and kicking off for the summer grilling season. To my right, we have Beth Peterson. She is a tailgate guru, and she has been in studio with us on a number of occasions. We also have, and we'll be talking with him in depth about all things, Chris Lilly, one of the greatest barbecue guys this side of the Pecos River, Kingsford spokesman, and a newly inducted Hall of Fame guy. We'll talk. Chris Lilly is in studio. Mm-hmm.
Good to be here.
Yep. And on the line with us, and this is a guy who has got Chicago roots. He is excited about the launch of his new concept, Old Southern Barbecue Smokehouse, which is another one is launching on Tuesday. And he is a Cubs fan, which may be the most important thing to, in describing this guy. It is the one and only famous Dave Anderson. Dave, welcome to your station, WGN.
Hey, I am excited to be on your show. We'll be spilling the beans, sharing the secrets that nobody knows, except maybe Chris Lilly. You know, that guy, he knows everything. But we're going to have a fun time sharing how people can turn their backyard grill into the best tasting rib spot in town.
Oh, it's great to have you on. And here is one of the things is everybody loves, or at least most people, all good people anyway, love barbecue. And everybody is relatively excited about it. But you bring an enthusiasm for barbecue that is second to none.
Mm-mm-mm. Let me tell you something. You know, it's not hard to be loving barbecue when you understand this one principal thing. Right from the beginning, I've always believed that man has a primal need to be chewing smoky, charred meat off a bone. Something about that just brings out his inner caveman.
And you have been giving people what they want from ancient, you know, right down to the DNA, what it is that they need. You've been doing that for so many years. And now you've got this a new concept, Old Southern Barbecue Smokehouse, is one of the new things that you are super excited about. What is it about it that people are going to love as they get even more famous, Dave?
Well, you know, two different concepts. Famous Dave's is my brainchild that 20-some years got started way up north and expanded all across the country. Very excited about Famous Dave's. But, you know, my roots go back to when stuff just comes right out of the smoker, real plain and simple, fresh veggies, fresh fruits. Making everything from scratch. And so we're really excited to get back to some of my roots. My dad, you know, when I grew a lot of, because a lot of people often ask, they say, Dave, how did you get in the barbecue business? And like Chris Lilly, I can honestly say, I don't think I got into the barbecue business more than I was born into the barbecue business.
You were born here in Chicago, and what is it about? As you travel the country for Old Southern Barbecue Smokehouse, and you've always been one of those guys, an adventurer out there talking with people, finding new things that you want to incorporate and stuff. What is it about Chicago that makes us such huge barbecue fans?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people really are discovering how big of a barbecue place Chicago really is. And I can remember my dad, when I was growing up, I always knew we were different because when everybody else on the block, when they were taking their kids out to eat for burgers and pizza, my dad was packing us up into the family station wagon, and we were headed down to the south side of Chicago where he knew where Lem's barbecue it was. I can remember Farmer Brown's on Clybourne and North. There used to be a place that had some really good hot rib tips on Lake and Kedzie, Sprague's. And then one of our favorites hasn't been around in some time, but you had Eddie's Open Pit in Logan Square. And I can always remember as a kid when we would drive up about two blocks away, you could roll down your windows and you could smell that wonderful wood burning in what is termed today a Chicagoland aquarium type style smoker, a real smoker that burned real wood and the meat sat right over it. And so I can remember Chicago barbecue going way, way, way back.
Well, Dave, as so many people are going to venture out into their backyard, is there, and before we let you go, is there one tip, is there one thing, one nugget of barbecue knowledge that you could bestow upon the listeners, one thing to do to make their summer even better?
Well, I think you got a wonderful panel that'll be sharing all their secrets, but what I tell folks is be adventurous. Just don't do your regular burgers and things that, you know, people always do on a grill. Do something fun. Get some fun vegetables. Use some whole pineapples. Use some fruits. And what I like to share with people is to take that backyard grill and turn it into a rotisserie. You know, just don't light up a fire, but put a chicken on a rotisserie or put some ribs on a rotisserie, put a prime rib on a rotisserie. There isn't anything better than a juicy piece of meat that's been rotisserieing and it's been basting in its own juices. And I'll tell you what, that is some very, very tasty barbecue.
And Dave, for those people who want to get more information about Old Southern Barbecue Smokehouse and all the excitement based around the new opening, where can they go? Do you guys have a website?
Yes. All you have to do is go to www.oldsouthernbbq.com. Oldsouthernbbq.com.
And for you, Dave, for all your adventures, like, where can people follow you on social media?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much available on Famous Dave's, famousdaves.com. FamousDaveAnderson.com.
Dave, I cannot thank you enough for being part of the show today, sharing some of the wisdom and sharing some of the excitement for the new concept, and enjoy as you kick off the summer. Of course, barbecue is a 365 love affair for you. But thanks so much for everything that you do, and thanks for being on WGN today.
Hey. And go Cubs!
And go Cubs. Go Cubs. All right, thanks, Dave. That, of course, is Famous Dave Anderson. Man, excited to have him on the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to break down all the action and barbecue excellence that is Chris Lilly. And we're back, 720 WGN. Dane here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. No bumper this time, but you don't always need that. Beth Peterson to my right. She is a tailgate guru. And of course, we've got Angela in from Rowdy and Dow, right?
Rowdy Dow.
And then a man who needs no introduction, of course, we're going to give it to him anyway, is the one and only. He's a Hall of Fame inductee. He is a legend in the world of barbecue, even at such a young age. And he is out there making things happen on a regular basis. Grace, a great ambassador for the world of barbecue, the one and only Chris Lilly. Chris, welcome to WGN.
Dean, that was a heck of an intro, and I'm proud to be right here in Chicago. But you know what? I'm a little upset at you. How can you put me on after Famous Dave Anderson? I mean, come on now. Let me lead off, you know?
Well,
how do I follow that?
Well, Chris, I think what we need to do, and this it could be kind of a think tank, kind of a marketing thing, and things evolve over time.
Yeah.
We just need to come up like Chris Lilly. We just need like maybe a little nickname in the front, like what would it be? Like Amazing Chris Lilly or
there
something.
You go.
Cause I think
that's taken. We'll work on that though.
So you have, and of course it's through a lot of really, really hard work, you know, and a lot of expertise in doing what it is that you do, but it's got to be great to be recognized to the point where, you know, people really understand and appreciate what it is that you've been doing on the barbecue side.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, if it wasn't for my, you know, friends and people in the business, you know, I couldn't be as passionate as I am about it. You know, I've got so many friends. Yeah, and a lot of them were on the show today. You know, Ray Lampe, I've been palling around with him all over the country for years, and Famous Dave, what just a solid guy. George Shore, and you didn't even talk about the ribs that he cooked at Memphis in May. You know, he's from Texas, you know. He's the beef brisket. He comes into Memphis and cooks a rib and just about wins the whole thing, you know. Just a fantastic cook. I've got, I guess that's my fondest memories of barbecue, traveling, getting to travel all over the country and all over the world and meeting all these fantastic people that do barbecue so different. Believe me, my eyes are and ears are always wide open, and I'm learning every time I go.
Well, that's one of the cool things about kind of the barbecue world. It is a small community, you know, with kind of, you know, a team photo of stars and people that are out there doing things at a high level on a regular basis. But there is this great respect among people who are doing it and this real camaraderie. I mean, everybody seems to really appreciate each other, the people that have given their lives, you know, for the sport.
I think so. And I think everybody within the industry knows that there is no right way to do barbecue. There's the way you like to do barbecue in your particular style. But I think everybody respects other styles. You know, I can go travel anywhere from, you know, Texas to the Carolinas to even California, you know, all over, you know, Mexico. I mean, all over the world. You get so many great styles of barbecue. And believe me, I appreciate every one of them. And take what I learned back to the restaurant. I'm doing so much with international flavors now and international barbecue. I've got a Atlanta Food and Wine Festival coming up, and that's the first weekend in June, and they asked me to do an international barbecue dinner, and so I'm working on some cool stuff there. And working on some great stuff for a company here in Chicago called Rowdy Dow. That's the reason I'm here. I'm at the National Restaurant Association, and we're doing some really cool culinary dishes. They're a company here that cooks and ships barbecue all over the world, including, and what I'm most proud of, the military. They do a lot of cooking in mass quantities for the military, and I'm here working with them, doing a little consulting, make sure it's the best barbecue that can possibly be shipped to our armed forces.
Well, that's nothing great. Less, I think, would be acceptable. Now, you've always had fans for Big Bob Gibson and for your places and the things that you do. Are you surprised? And when we talked with Ray, he said that barbecue is the one style of cuisine that is uniquely and kind of territorially American, right? It's our thing. Are you surprised? You know you have fans for what it is that you do here, and of course at the events and competitions in the restaurant, but are you surprised that the world is starting to love this stuff?
Yeah, and you say barbecue. You know, barbecue means different things in different places all over the world, but we have a particular style of barbecue in America, and it's the low and slow and indirect heat, or not just sometimes indirect heat. Sometimes it's, Dave mentioned, directly over the coals, and I love that style, but it's still a low temperature. And we're getting a huge amount of people all over the world that really are starting to appreciate that. And there's this huge demand. I spent 2 weeks in Australia earlier this year. I mean, you've got Ray going over to England. There were a couple teams from Mexico that came up to the Memphis in May World Barbecue Championships just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, all over the world that are just loving American barbecue. It's a good time to be in barbecue.
Well, when it comes to the equipment that you guys use, of course, George from Pitmaker, almost second to none. They do some amazing things, not only on just the functioning of what it is and what it takes to have a championship setup, but also some of these crazy, like, creative things. Look, for Dane, for me in the backyard, you know, with like a Weber kettle grill, I'm good with that. But for Chris Lilly, do you what kind of setup do you have? Some kind of crazy thing shaped in the shape of a gun or something like that, or do you have something like really crazy? People want to know.
I've got one of just about everything. So I've got everything from a tandoor to rotisserie smokers to Komodo Kamados to Big Green Eggs to Weber's from the kettle all the way up to the ranch.
I see a crowded patio.
Is it the equivalent of like Jay Leno's garage? You know, like he opens it up right. And he's got all these cars. You just have all the grills?
Except I actually have to hide him from my neighbors because I almost feel embarrassed. And I definitely have to hide him from my wife. But yeah, I love to cook on just about everything. And I've got to be able to, so when people ask me questions, I can talk them through and everything. Let me tell you, George Shore does some fantastic, fantastic work. It's some great pits. I cook on, in competition, I cook on some old cookers called Jed Masters. They stopped making them in early 2000. Don't make them anymore. You can't get them, but I definitely love those. And let me throw out one that just came out that intrigues me, and I'm going to get me one, and I'm going to cook on it, and I can't wait. But it's by Weber. It's called a Weber Summit, and it is a double-walled, gorgeous charcoal grill. Everything that I cook on goes back to charcoal. I love the flavor that charcoal imparts. If I want to add a little more smoke, add some wood chips. And that's why I've been working for Kingsford probably for 12 or 13 years. You know, Ray said he's been Big Green Egg that long. It's been a great relationship. I've been cooking with Kingsford way before I started working with them.
So back, I'm not far off with the kettle. We were talking about the kettle grill earlier that Dane should have.
Yeah. I mean, no, it is like the standard issue for where you can do some really quality stuff on there. But, you know, some of the things that Chris is talking about, certainly that George is making, these are like, you know, beyond, right. But I think it isn't an either or. I think it's an and, right? You have a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love to cook on just about everything. But, yeah, George, what George does, that's like your dream cooker, you know. Right. You what you can only imagine he can build, without a doubt.
Well, let's talk about the importance of the charcoal. I have, you know, sometimes you go to the grocery store and something else is on sale, some other brand. There is absolutely nothing. And this is the absolute truth. And they follow me on Twitter and I follow them. And if I'm grilling something, I really do appreciate Kingsford. It lasts a long time. It really holds its heat. It's easy to maintain as far as the temperatures. I mean, it's just a good quality. I mean, it's hard to think of charcoal obviously it's important in what we do, but it's just a little, you know, briquette, but it is really great.
It's really a great point. I travel all over the country, and it's one of those things where I've got to get supplies where I can get them, you know, stop into the Home Depot or wherever and grab some charcoal. Kingsford's consistent. Whether I'm in California or New York or Alabama or whatever, I'm going to get the same charcoal, and I don't have to worry with it being different everywhere I go. And I use a lot of the blue bay. Really, what I cook on dictates what charcoal I use. For low and slow, I use the blue bag. They've got a new charcoal out called Professional, and it's pretty cool. It's think of it as almost like a compressed lump charcoal, so you get all the benefits. You get the extremely, extremely quick light of lump charcoal. You get the clean, all-natural burn of charcoal. You get low ash. The benefit of it, it's compressed, so you get more cook time than you would with a lump charcoal.
You really
Take
do.
Notes right
I mean,
now.
So th- so That's it may great. Not be the cheapest charcoal on the market, right. But it's a real value because it does last longer. But I wanted to get a couple little items out from you, you know, not only like a tip for the backyard person, that's one thing, but for those persons, you know, of course, with the restaurants, you've done that, but achieved so much on the competition side. It's like for those people that hear this and they think, I would love to do that. I would love to go out there and try competing in barbecue. What are some of those first steps that people should take?
I would say first step is to do a contest, and a lot of contests will have not only a professional category but a backyard category too, and usually it limits you. Instead of, you know, four items to cook, it's maybe two items, like ribs and chicken. Start there, okay? But start practicing in your backyard, you know. And if you're interested in competitions, go to a competition and don't be bashful. Go up to some of the teams that are winning and just ask them to taste your stuff. If anybody ever comes up to me at a contest and I'm through with the contest and through turning in. Now, while I'm working
you better stay away.
Yeah. But when it's over, come on. You know, it's one of those come on by. Ask me for a bite. Ask me for advice. Ask me for a taste. I didn't get to where I am in barbecue without getting that same advice and that same taste from other competitors and stuff. I learn by tasting. I learn by talking and listening and taking it and sort of including it in my style. So don't be afraid to go and ask questions.
I have to say, having been to a lot of the competitions, everyone is so friendly. I mean, you know, while competition time is happening, while you're cooking and stuff, it's quiet. But then as soon as that turn-in has happened, everyone's just like out, really friendly, talking with everybody. It's a good time.
And think of it, Beth. Everybody has leftovers,
right?
You know,
yeah,
and they're
sure
tired. They're tired of eating barbecue,
sure.
So
like,
yeah,
sure.
Well, everybody has to start somewhere, and then a very, very few end up where you are. And in the last couple seconds before we let you go, the thought and the excitement, American Royal, of being inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame.
Gosh, it's an honor, and I'm almost speechless even thinking about it. And that, you know, it was my peers, it was the people that are already in the Hall of Fame that actually voted, and the inclusion by them, and some of the people that I grew up
so
looking
special.
Up to, it definitely is special, and I'm going to take it serious, and it's just so special.
Well, Chris, and before we let you go, one of the best in the business, the greatest of all time. Where's a website where people can catch up with you and follow your adventures, all the projects and products that you're working with to make barbecue great?
Definitely BigBobGibson.com or social media, Chris Lilly BBQ, just about everywhere.